Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 25. The Bible verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, and the Bible verse reads, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." 2 Corinthians 5:20. In this reading today, I realized from the Bible verse, it says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors." And so I know that God has saved me. He has saved you to be his representative. Because if we look around us in the world, we can see that most do not know the power of the Lord. They don't know that. They don't know how powerful he is. They don't know that. But they will take note of the testimonies of our lives. That when our lives are powerful, and when they are peaceful, when they are strong, and when they are directed by the Lord, they take note of that. And we are able to live that way because we have the Holy Spirit living in us, who is that power. And so each day we are called to remember who we are in the Lord. But we also need to remember that there is a force of evil that is working against God and his people. This evil dresses up death to look like life. So each day, God calls us to remember who we are in him and who he is in us. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." That is who we are. And who he is in us. He is the ever-present, great Redeemer who loves us and whose love can never be taken away from us. So he has saved us to be his representative. He has saved us to be those people. And the devil will try to enter through the weakness of our flesh. And this is what the food problem is all about. The devil cannot snatch us out of the hands of the Lord. But he can make us highly ineffective as we struggle with something that has already been defeated. And so we must be aware of this. And we must fortify our hearts and our minds against this. And when God gives us victory, we must be determined not to back down on anything that the Lord has already taught us and has already given us. If you are abstinent right now, do not back down. In fact, you don't have to keep talking about the temptation that you feel. It's a normal, it's norm at times to have that temptation. But I would tell you, don't let your mouth be a mouthpiece of the demon. Instead, use that time to speak life. Speak life over yourself. Speak life over the people around you? One of the weapons that we use in Bible for Food is Bible memory. And again, you have a choice. A choice of whether you want to struggle with the food or whether you want to demolish the evil one. I call it thrusting him through with the word. Bible memory. Babies can learn it. Little ones can learn it. I know. I work at my church in Awanus. They're small. They can learn to speak truth. And you can too. Don't let the devil use you. So we do not give up any territory. It's the Lord's. And he has called us to be good stewards. So I implore you to know the whole word of God. Know his story, because it's your story. Remember his story and use it to guide your life. It will bring peace to your heart. It will bring wisdom to your mind. Your faith will grow. It will grow to the mountain-moving, water-walking kind of faith. You will become one who is taught, and you will have a word of truth for the weary. It says that in Isaiah 54, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of one who is taught, so that I may sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning, he awakens. He awakens my ear as one who is taught." That's for all of us. And if we take serious this call he has on our lives, this call to go deep in his word and to stay out of the food, he will use you, he will use me to set captives free. And some of these captives are going to be members of your own household. And some of these captives are going to be children that came from your own body. So we must reject low-lying goals. As it says here, we are Christ's ambassadors, and God is indeed making his appeal through us. So God implores us in his word. I implore you as a sister in Christ. Be reconciled to God. Be at peace with him. If you can hear my voice and you have not given your heart wholly to the Lord, don't waste another moment. Give it to him. Give it completely to him. I can tell you there is no better way to live your life. There is no better call upon your life to be an ambassador for the Lord. And stay out of the food. It makes what God has given to us. He has given us wonderful food to nourish our bodies, to make us strong, to energize us in the day. And when it's kept in the right perspective, it is what it should be. It is a time of rest and enjoyment and putting what we need to be strong inside of us. It can be a time of fellowship. But the demon makes it ugly. Don't be a friend of the demon. Don't be afraid of the demon. Free up. Take what God is calling you to do today and embrace it and be strong. You're not alone. You're not alone.